Finally tonight, how much for that surgery or this ventilator? The government today released data showing some of these costs for the first time, targeting what hospitals bill Medicare for the 100 most common procedures. And it turns out they can vary wildly from one hospital to another. In Florida, for example, the University of Miami Hospital charges the government more than $78,000 for a major joint replacement, but the Mercy Hospital and Medical Center in Chicago charges about $36,000 for a similar procedure. Even within the same city, differences can be great. At the Advocate Illinois Masonic Medical Center, that procedure costs $73,000. The numbers are striking, but the picture is more confusing still, since Medicare, insurers, and patients don't typically pay these sticker prices. Barry Meyer of the New York Times covered the story and joins us now. Well, Barry, welcome to you. We gave a couple of examples. Tell us more about these disparities. What jumped out at you?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me on. It's kind of like giving a group of high school kids calculators and say, okay, kids, add up these numbers as quickly as possible and make up whatever numbers you want. On the surface, it looks like madness, just a kind of chaos of numbers that don't make sense when you look at them either directly or in comparison to each other. So the question is, what's the method to this madness? Are these numbers driving up hospital costs? Are they costing us more as private payers, as government payers? And one has to think that higher sticker prices invariably do lead to higher costs. So the question now becomes, what's the connection between these charges and the prices we actually do pay?
And before you get to that, though, what explains the great disparities between and among hospitals, even within the same city?
As far as that goes, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, these hospitals come up with charges. They're built on some base that they developed years and years ago. They play some cat and mouse game between insurers and payers like Medicare, where they keep lopping on higher and higher charges, then they deduct something, then they charge more. So they all have their own cost basis that they use, and that's what you see in the wide disparity. None of these numbers have any relationship to reality.
In your reporting, I saw they responded in various ways. Some are teaching hospitals, some are working with, poorer populations. So there was that response, at least, to the numbers today.
Right. There is some justification for variation for the exact reasons that you said. And so you could see variations of, say, 1 to 2 times what the average payment might be. But on average, what we were seeing nationally when we crunched the data was a 4 to 5 fold increase above the average. And when we asked experts like the official at Medicare that we interviewed, they have no clue as to why there's such a wide variation.
Now, as we said, the government, Medicare, and insurers, they negotiate their own prices. So they're not actually paying the kinds of numbers that come out in this, right? I mean, to what degree is it a fiction? To what degree does it have real meaning for how much is actually paid?
Well, I think that's the real question. I mean, Medicare supposedly pays about 91 cents of what it costs a hospital to deliver a service. Insurers pay about 30% more than Medicare. So they're paying dramatically lower than what the hospitals are sending in as bills. But the question then becomes, is the amount that they're paying being effectively inflated because the hospitals are saying, well, it really costs us this, or we charge some people this? And are those inflated bills showing up in the charges that are negotiated between Medicare or insurers and the hospitals?
I see. And what about for individuals, particularly uninsured individuals? How much would trickle down to them, or would they have to pay?
Well, they're seeing the full freight. They're seeing what essentially the rack rate, you know, the highest price that the hospital will charge. In some cases, they're being struck with those bills in court proceedings. These are sort of the extraordinarily high charges that may force people into bankruptcy. Other people simply don't pay the bill, and then the hospitals may write off those costs against their bottom line. So they're showing up perhaps as tax write-downs, and they're coming out of the public coffers in that way.
Well, so as you said at the outset here, this question that this plays into, of course, is the much larger issue of holding down costs. It's a very political issue. Why are these numbers coming out now? How do they play into the current political debate? How will they be used or seen?
Well, I think they play very strongly into the current political debate, and that is they open up the door to the fundamental question, which is, what is the basis for the actual charge that, or the actual bill that Medicare is paying or an insurer is paying? You know, how are hospitals and healthcare providers, be it drug companies, medical device companies, justifying the prices that they charge? Don't forget, whatever the hospital is paying is basically an accumulation of what they're paying, say, for an artificial hip or a drug. And when you start digging down into those payments, you see that everywhere along the line, these prices are inflated. They don't make sense.
All right. Barry Meyer of the New York Times, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And there were some technical difficulties on that audio for the interview. We apologize for those. And an online note, there's a $600,000 discrepancy on what hospitals charge Medicare for the most expensive procedure. You can find out what that is and more on our health page.